We should save some of this snow for Tim when he comes back, just so he knows what he's missing. So we don't.
We could bag it, put it in the freezer here.
He needs to take a moment to determine how his drive would have been this morning coming in with this slick road cover, snow covered this morning. I don't know what kind of commute he had today. You know he had to get up early this morning because out in Goodyear they're a couple hours different than we are here. But it is Wahoo Week, University Hospitals, Elyria Medical Center, Wahoo Week here at WEOL. And joining us, was it you, Craig?
Oh, no, it wasn't me.
I don't know.
I think it's our man Tim in Arizona.
Oh, boy. You got that cactus fever or something going on out there, Tim. Good morning.
That cough you just heard?
Oh, yes.
No, I'm not taking the blame for that. Mike Sarbaugh gets the blame for that.
Sorry,
Mike, this is live radio.
I just wanted to make sure you guys knew I was here.
That Indians fever, I guess.
That's right.
you could tell it's live radio as Indians coach Mike Sarbaugh now joins us here at the media center here at the Indians training facility in Goodyear, Arizona. Mike, you good to go now? Everything's ready?
We're good, yeah. Thanks.
Cleared the throat, cleared the nasal passages.
We're good to go. You got it.
This team is good to go, coming off a 2013 season that certainly set the bar as far as what the expectations are now for 2014. Just talk about how you enter a spring training camp with that type of success under your belt coming into now year two of the Terry Francona regime.
Yeah, I think it's definitely what we did last year to build off of that coming into the spring. I think to keep the same attitude we had last year, just having that fever, that hunger, and the guys have really been working really hard. It's great energy here, and Terry's a lot to the reason behind that, just what he brings to the club, and he creates a fun atmosphere. But we know we're here to get better.
As soon as last year ended, how quickly did you start focusing on 2014? Is there a decompression time, or do you just basically take a day or two and laser beam focus on the new season coming up in what was then a few months?
Well, I think for the players and for a lot of the coaches, after that long season, there's definitely some downtime just to get away from it, especially the way we down the stretch. I mean, every out, every play was just so important. So it took a lot of energy, and I definitely feel that a lot of us took time to decompress. There's no doubt. Now, from the front office side, I'm sure as soon as that season ended, their thoughts were on 14. So, but from the player side and the coach's side, we definitely needed a little time.
Again, we're talking with Indians third base coach Mike Sarbaugh as he joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona, part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And you mentioned the front office. Take a moment or two just from your perspective. Talk about some of the moves that were made with this team by Chris Antonetti. Obviously, Axford coming in as a closer, Murphy being brought in. They weren't real blockbuster moves, but how you feel it enhances this team?
I think it really helps our club, especially David Murphy. And out there taking over the corner outfield spot, what his track record is. He had a down tough year last year, but he's been swinging the bat really well, so we're really excited to have him. And then to have Axford come into that closer role and to be able to hopefully get a bunch of saves for us this year, so we're looking forward to having him. And then little pieces, you have guys like Nigel Morgan, Jeff Francoeur, guys like that are here with their experience, and they've brought a lot of good things to this ball club here in spring training. So you don't know how things are going to play out, but they look really good.
Mike, before I turn it over to Craig and Bruce and let them fire a question or two, of course, Major League Baseball made some news yesterday with the rule changes as far as the collisions at home plate are concerned. Mm-hmm. You get a real great view of some of those collisions as the third base coach. Just your thoughts on how Major League Baseball is handling this and some of the things that were instituted.
Well, I think, they're definitely trying to help with some serious injuries at the plate, but trying not to take that out of the game. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. The one thing I thought was interesting was being able to replay it if the rule was broken. So how that's going to play out, I think it's going to be interesting to see. You have to give baseball credit. They're trying to make it right to where they're not taking it completely out, but they're trying to help the players.
Greg Brews back in the studios. Mike Sarbaugh out here. A question or two for the Indians coach?
Well, a year after spending time in the dugout with Terry Francona, the manager that he is, what things have you picked up from him, or kind of thought maybe I'd like to incorporate that into my own kind of managerial style?
Well, I think just what his interaction with the players, his relationships, he really tries to build good relationships with players. And when there is that tough conversation, I think they're more receptive. That's the one thing, just being around him. He really keeps things loose. But on the other side of that, the guys know, hey, we're here to get after it. So I think day in, day out, I learn things from him. But those are some of the things, just his interaction with the players.
Mike, we see you out there on third base. When you're not out on third base, what are your other responsibilities?
Well, I'm in charge of the line in the defense in the infield, trying to go over scouting reports, going over spray charts, prior to a series, trying to align of who our pitcher on the mound is, and trying to make sure we're in the right spots for the ground balls in the infield.
All right, before we let you go, kind of scanning your bio here in the Indians media guide, it's always interesting to find out a tidbit or two about a guest. You have a degree in kinesiology.
Correct.
Tell me and tell the WEOL listeners about kinesiology. I actually had to ask Curtis Danberg, what is kinesiology?
Well, I'll try and make it pretty simple. When I was looking to get into to be a physical education major, and at Lamar they called it, that was a kinesiology degree.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I think we were ahead.
So you're a gym teacher.
Ahead, yeah, basically. but it sounds like a pretty good gym teacher. That's right.
I'm going, Curtis, kinesiology.
Yeah.
Oh, he gives me this long, detailed explanation.
I'll give it to you simple.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Hey. Many thanks. And, let's hope 2014 is as much fun as 2013 was. Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mike Sarbaugh joining us here in the Indians facility as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona. And, of course, each and every interview all week long brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain.
Kinesiology,